Welcome to 5 Minutes of Pursuit. Jesus Christ is still the same yesterday, today, and forever. He hasn't gotten any plans of changing. He's still the same. What He has done for one, He will do for you as well. Prayer works. Prayer works. I'm still sharing concerning principles for spiritual growth. Your spiritual growth is so important to God. There are a lot of Christians who don't know why they are born again. Lots and lots of them. They don't know why they're born again. You know, you ask them, why are you born again? They have no idea. There's a reason. There's a reason why there are ministers of God there. There's a reason why pastors and preachers and all these people are there. You see, it is for our spiritual growth. They are there to help us grow to the full stature. Can a man talk like Christ? Live the way Christ lived? Act the way Christ acted whilst was he on earth? Can a man have that happen in his life? Emphatically, yes. That is your objective of God. That will come to the full measure of the stature of Christ. That is the main aim of God. That we might be conformed to the image of His Son, who is Christ. So don't have any perceptions that so long as I'm in this body, I'm going to keep doing wrong. You know, when you have that mindset, you never do what you're supposed to do. You never do what God has sent you to do. So long as you have that in your mind, you know, some people say that we are not perfect. Nobody is perfect. It is not true. It is not. If God did not believe in perfection, He wouldn't have told us that we should be perfect, even as He is perfect. That's what the Bible says. Jesus had mentioned that in Matthew. He said, be perfect, even as your Father in heaven is perfect. So He's expecting us to be perfected, to increase. He knows that you are not perfect now, but He's expecting perfection along a certain line in your life. You know, perfection in faith, perfection in love, perfection in hope, perfection in joy. That's what He expects of you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So I'm sharing concerning prayer. It's so important that we learn to pray. It's one of the principles. You have to learn to pray. Build your prayer life based on God's word. You see, and you have to have a time, a prayer time. You must keep an appointment with God from 6:30 to 7 a.m. I'm praying, and nobody should disturb me. My wife is not coming in. My children are not coming in. I'm not going to listen to anybody. I'm going to pray. I'm having a meeting with God. When you learn to do that, you'll be shocked that you can go and kneel down at that place, and you get a location as well. Find a place in the house. If it could be, some years ago, I was praying in my bathroom because there were so many people in my room. When I was a student, there were so many people in my room. There were so many of them in my room. And the only place that could have quiet, that peace and quiet was my bathroom. Was the bathroom. And I'll just go in there, lock it, nobody's coming in. I knew when nobody would come in there, so I'll just go and be there and pray for 30 minutes. Just fire myself up in the Lord. You see, fire myself up in the Lord. It's part of your spiritual training. It helps you. It is for physical training of some value. It's useful for a little. But godliness, spiritual training is useful and of value in everything and in every way. For it holds promise of the present life and also for the life which is to come. That is your objective of God. That will come to the full measure of the stature of Christ. That is the main aim of God. That we might be conformed to the image of His Son, who is Christ. So don't have any perceptions that so long as I'm in this body, I'm going to keep doing wrong. You know, when you have that mindset, you never do what you're supposed to do. You never do what God has sent you to do. So long as you have that in your mind, you know, some people say that we are not perfect. Nobody is perfect. It is not true. It is not. If God did not believe in perfection, He wouldn't have told us that we should be perfect, even as He is perfect. That's what the Bible says. Jesus had mentioned that in Matthew. He said, be perfect, even as your Father in heaven is perfect. So He's expecting us to be perfected, to increase. He knows that you are not perfect now, but He's expecting perfection along a certain line in your life. You know, perfection in faith, perfection in love, perfection in hope, perfection in joy. That's what He expects of you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So I'm sharing concerning prayer. It's so important that we learn to pray. It's one of the principles. You have to learn to pray. Build your prayer life based on God's word. You see. And you have to have a time, a prayer time. You must keep an appointment with God. From 6:30 to 7 a.m. I'm praying, and nobody should disturb me. My wife is not coming in. My children are not coming in. I'm not going to listen to anybody. I'm going to pray. I'm having a meeting with God. When you learn to do that, you'll be shocked that you can go and kneel down at that place, and you get a location as well. Find a place in the house. If it could be, some years ago, I was praying in my bathroom because there were so many people in my room. When I was a student, there were so many people in my room. There were so many of them in my room. And the only place that could have quiet, that peace and quiet was my bathroom. Was the bathroom. And I'll just go in there, lock it, nobody's coming in. I knew when nobody would come in there, so I'll just go and be there and pray for 30 minutes. Just fire myself up in the Lord. You see, fire myself up in the Lord. It's part of your spiritual training. It helps you. It is for physical training of some value. It's useful for a little. But godliness, spiritual training is useful and of value in everything and in every way. For it holds promise of the present life and also for the life which is to come. Hallelujah. It does. It holds promise. It is good for you. I'm telling you.
It is so good for you, you have no idea.
Oh, I'm so excited about what is going to be happening in your life as you pray according to God's word. You can have answers to your prayer. You can have answers to your prayer. And all the major ways of praying, you see, is to pray in tongues in the name of Jesus. You pray in tongues. As you pray in tongues, you are energized. The Bible says that he that speaketh in an unknown tongue energizes himself. He builds himself up like a battery. You see, so you pray in tongues. You can pray in tongues for 30 minutes non-stop. You just speak in tongues and speak in tongues and speak in tongues. You just say your faith is rising. Faith for the day will be rising. God will bring words into your mouth that you declare into the day, and it will work. You realize that your day is smooth. It's beautiful. You are full of fervor throughout the day. Some people are up and down. They are not consistent. Their lives are not consistent. You know, they are not consistent in business. They are not consistent in every single thing that they do. Today they are on fire. Tomorrow they are not. Today they are excited. Tomorrow they are not. This minute they are excited. This minute they are not. It's not supposed to be like that. There's a way to do it. Let me show it to you. Romans chapter 12, verse 11. It says, never lag in zeal and in earnest endeavor. I'm reading the Amplified now. It says, never lag in zeal. It says, never lag in zeal and earnest endeavor. You never lag in zeal and never lag in earnest endeavor. Be aglow and burning with the Spirit, serving the Lord. It says, be aglow and burning with the Spirit. It means that you can be burning with the Spirit throughout the day. You are burning, you're on fire. You can be on fire every single day by learning to pray. How do you be aglow? How do you burn with the Spirit? By praying in tongues. By praying in the language of the Spirit. By praying in that mysterious language that God has given to us. So when you are praying in tongues, you are speaking the language of angels. Angels are getting information concerning what you're supposed to do for the day. All the business partners that are supposed to come your way will be aligned. God will arrange them for your day. It's so beautiful how it works. How you get to a place and every single thing works. I know what I'm talking about. Maybe some other time I'll give you a testimony. He says, never lack in zeal and in earnest endeavor, but be aglow and burning in the Spirit, serving the Lord. Then he says, rejoice and exult in hope. Be steadfast and patient in suffering and tribulation. Then he says, be constant in prayer. Be constant in prayer. He shows us this, be constant. Be constant in prayer. Praying always with all kinds of prayer. Pray without ceasing. You see, you pray. Build that prayer life. Speak in tongues. The more you speak in tongues, the more filled you are with the Spirit. And the more filled you are with the Spirit, the more you burn with the Spirit. It's that you are always full of joy, always full of excitement, every single day of your life. This is the blessing of God that He has communicated to us through the Spirit. Hallelujah. And we must take advantage of it. Paul told Timothy, take advantage of the grace that is in Christ Jesus. Take advantage of it. Learn to pray. Build your prayer life based on God's word. I love you very much. I'll say again tomorrow to them. God bless you. Keep praying. Bye-bye.